Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Next up, they go to D.C. to take on the Nationals. In the meantime, we've got to check on our guy. Baby got problems. Good, thank you.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Christian Yelich remains out of the line. I was nervous about that one. Remains out of the lineup. Hit. Thank you.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
August 1st, and the gates open on the Wisconsin State Fair in less than 4 hours. More on that, what you need to know, what's happening today, and how to get you in for not full price in a moment. Here's the indication, could be a banner year for the fair. EAA AirVenture just broke another record for attendance, estimating seven-day attendance figure of more than 750,000 people in Oshkosh, about 9,000 better than the 2023 year, which was also a record. So I think we're fully back in festival mode, right? Ready to go.
Especially when it comes to airplanes.
Yes. Economic impact for the region estimated $170 million. Great run for EAA AirVenture 2024. Yes, sir. I'm getting to you. Through today, through next week, Sunday, Wisconsin State Fair. WTMJ broadcasting live from our Bank 5-9 studios on the fairgrounds just across from the Wisconsin Expo Center with the chamois guy, blender guy, mop guy. They're all in there, expected to be back. We're across the way, so just east of the Cream Puff Pavilion, starting with the Political Power Hour. Actually, already saw Steve Scafidi. He was in the house this morning.
Very early.
On his way out to the fair right now. That'll go through our evening programming, including Sandy Max and What's on Tap, Upswing, Midday News, Spanning the State, Afternoon News, all live from Wisconsin State Fair. Absolutely. If you pay full price to get into Wisconsin State Fair, Michelle.
Not trying hard enough.
You just didn't try very hard. Today, Piggly Wiggly, $5 day to benefit Hunger Task Force. Here's what you got to do. You donate two cans of what they call healthy fruits or vegetables, or make a cash donation at any State Fair admission entrance, and you get $5 admission. That goes until 4 o'clock today. Is that Journey?
Sounds like it.
It's Journey-ish. It is Journey from the Heart. Fantastic cover band. Tribute to both Journey and Heart, as you can hear here. It's a little mashup I pulled off of the YouTubes. They sound good, right?
I believe them.
So they're the big show on the Bank 5-9 stage tonight. That's free stage with your admission. They go at 8:30. It's comedy on State Fair's main stage tonight. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is the 7:30 show. And then just all of the it's the first day of the fair feels.
Charlie Behrens is back this year, right?
I think he has a headlining night.
Yeah, we saw him last year. Hilarious.
What's that like seeing comedy like in such a big space? Because usually, you know, like you think about a comedy club, it's like, you know, usually pretty tight quarters. You get the feel like
he did a good job.
Outside, he handled it. He crushed it.
Yeah, he crushed it.
So opening ceremony at 11 a.m. today on the Wisconsin State Fair. Will you take me apart?
Time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Let's pull the broadcasting curtain back a little bit, shall we? The rule of thumb really in the morning, like if there's an afternoon game beforehand, we generally don't play highlights because they're a little old, right? You've probably already heard it already. But I promise you, if you've heard this highlight, you've forgotten it for good reason. So let's play it, shall we?
First pitch to Matt Olson is hammered out to right center field. Frelick racing back, as is Perkins. It is gone.
Yeah, about sums it up. That's kind of how it went. Thanks, Lane Grindle, on the call there on the Brewers Radio Network.
Was that even a call?
I mean, it was a call. Listening then, right? It was happening. You know what stinks is it takes away a Blake Perkins, like, who robbed a home run, which is completely forgotten about because Brewers kind of got smacked around by the Braves. Again, they dropped 2 of 3 in their 3-game series, falling Wednesday in the rubber match. Good thing it's an off day today. Probably well-timed. Next up, they go to D.C. to take on the Nationals. So with that off day, one of the biggest storylines for the Brewers is Yelich's back injury. Adam McAlvey, friend of the show, published an article on MLB.com reviewing Yelich's injury. Remember, he's chosen not have surgery yet. Yet is the operative word there. He still could. I'm not saying he's going to, but he still could. MLB Network's Bill Ripken discussing Yelich's back injury. Wait till you hear this. The most accurate diagnosis you could get from someone who isn't a doctor.
And the back that is tweaked is like the worst thing ever because you can't do anything.
Wait for it.
To get relief.
Wait for it.
If your dog's hurt, your feet hurt, you can get off your feet. If your back is barking, your back is barking.
Yeah, that again sums it up pretty well. Thanks, Bill. He's not wrong. What stinks about back injuries is, again, now if Yelich does not need surgery, he says that, or if he does need surgery, rather, he says that next season won't be in jeopardy yet. He also said time's running out. So he's been on the injured list since the 24th. So that makes 8 days. Was it 10 days? We'll see if it's indefinite. We'll see if they have to shut him down. Just stay tuned on the Yelly injury front as the Brewers head to D.C.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur will lead the team into the final practice for the week ahead of family night Saturday. Going to be in the 80s and humid once again in Green Bay. You think good conditioning for that opening game in Brazil this season, coach?
No idea what the temperature is in Brazil. Is it? Okay. I mean, it's warm here right now, so like,
I mean,
it's all the same to me.
It really doesn't.
I mean,
care.
When I walked out of the house today, I said, it feels like Florida. I definitely didn't say it feels like Brazil outside.
No idea what the temperature is in Brazil. You get the sense he's a little bit tired of talking about the weather. You had the monsoon rain last week, hot this week. Guys got a deal.
We know it's going to be hot and warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest. And it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Yeah, open practice, 10:30 today. Off tomorrow are these Green Bay Packers, and family night coming up on Saturday.
We're talking about practice.
More gold in the pool for the U.S., and we're a long way from done there. And the historic women's all-around competition in gymnastics ahead today as the Summer Olympic Games in Paris roll on. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera reporting for us through these games, live with us from Paris once again. Hi, Ines.
Hey, good morning.
Great to talk to you again. Big story Wednesday, of course, was U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky, gold again, the 1,500-meter freestyle. That's her 8th Olympic gold?
Yeah, she is truly amazing. It's so much fun to watch her compete. She is one of the most beloved athletes here on Team USA competing in Paris. She's doing amazing. She dominated in the 1,500-meter freestyle. She broke her own record. Like you say, she won her 8th Olympic gold medal, and she tied the record for the most medals ever by an American woman swimmer. She has a total of 12 Olympic medals now, and she's not done yet. We'll see if she beats that record by the time the Olympics are over because she still has some races, so she'll have 2 more chances to earn a medal this week, including today. We will see her again today when she competes in the final of the 4x200 freestyle relay, so we'll see, but she is so much fun to watch. She was, you know, absolutely dominated. She was way ahead of the other swimmers.
Ines, I don't know if you're a swimmer. I'm not so much, but the 1500 meter, that's 30 laps in the Olympic size pool. Yeah. Like the race just goes on and on.
It's a lot. I know. I love to swim. I am not a huge, you know, laps swimmer, shall we say. I like going for a little dips here and there. But yes, no, it's amazing to watch it. The race does go on and on, and these athletes are absolutely incredible.
I caught a little bit of the men's gymnastics yesterday, and a couple of them struggled on the pommel horse. And I guess for me, like, they make it look so effortless. It's just kind of a reminder of how difficult this stuff really is.
Yeah, so the men's gymnastics yesterday, there were, I want to say, maybe not high hopes for them, but there were certainly some hopes for them, considering how well they did during the team all-around final when they won a bronze medal. You did have, so yesterday was the kind of individual competitions, and you had Paul Juda and Fred Richard who competed. They did have a solid performance on rings, but then Richard slipped during the pommel horse, and Juda failed to stick his landing during the vault. So in the end, neither of them got a medal. But it was still very exciting to see them on, you know, a couple days ago winning that bronze. And we do have the women coming up later on today. We'll have the individual all-around finals for women starting, so today, that's tonight. Simone Biles will be competing, as will Suni Lee. So it'll be the first time we've got two all-around champions coming face-to-face in the all-around final, both from the same country, both from Team USA. Simone favored to win the gold. But keep an eye on Rebecca Andrade, who is the Brazilian athlete competing in that. She is the only one who has real shot of challenging Simone here. And I think it'll be fun to watch the matchup between the two of them and how they try to maybe one up each other.
Talking with Ines de la Cotera, ABC News. She's live with us from Paris this morning. I think, too, about that, Ines, when you look at sort of the expectation that the U.S. could go gold, silver in this competition and the different level of pressure that the U.S. women's team is under versus the men's. The men's were allowed to go out there and compete with joy and see what happens, but so much pressure on these women who are expected to win.
Yeah, that's right. So when it comes to the men's gymnastics, you know, it had been, I forget the exact number now, but we were talking about it a couple of days ago. It had been years since they had actually medaled. So it was a really kind of a surprise when we saw them getting that bronze. And so, like you say, they're able to kind of go out there and see what happens. There's less pressure. I think fans were certainly very excited for them when they started doing so well. But it's kind of a low pressure thing for them. Whereas, of course, for the women's team, we have big hopes for them. And they just won the gold. And so there's all these expectations that they will once again medal. But they're also just so incredible. I mean, there is no one like Simone Biles. She pulls off moves that nobody else can do. So, you know, we'll see. Of course, that got to her at the last Olympics, I think, in part. You know, she got a case of the twisties, and she had been struggling with her mental health and had to withdraw. So, but she does appear to be in a better mental space this time around. You know, certainly what we saw during the qualifications, during the team all-around final, she appears to be back in full force. So all eyes on her. And hoping Suni Lee also medals, we'll see, but it'll be very exciting.
Ines de la Cotera live with us from Paris. Look forward to talking about a gold medal performance or two tomorrow. Thanks, Ines.
Thank you.
You know, they also swam that dirty river. They pulled it off. Both the triathlon events featuring swims in the historically polluted Seine.
Clean enough now, though.
People are posting, I don't know if you've seen this on social media, some of the competitors, I believe it was the men who went yesterday, you know, reaching the end of that swim and throwing up.
Oh, no. Really?
I don't believe that's necessarily river related. If you know someone who's competed in these forever marathons, right, and the tri here, like, fairly standard. Go ahead and lose it sometimes after that swim.
Like rashes or skin conditions happening after they get in.
I don't know about all that. Medal count, U.S. leads all nations with 30 medals overall. Five of them gold. Put some five back. The gold medal leader, China, with 10. Brewers stumble into the day off, and a Packers Hall of Famer visits camp. We've got sports coming up at 6:45.
A new study from the American Cancer Society suggests Gen Xers and millennials have a higher risk of developing 17 of 34 different types of cancer compared to earlier generations. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook.
One of the hottest areas of cancer research is something called epigenetics, which has to do with the turning off and on of our genes. We all have some genes that can turn cancer on and turn cancer off. Those genes can get flipped on and off by all sorts of things, including the environment. And researchers have developed blood tests to analyze gene changes linked to certain types of cancer. The FDA approved one just this week for colon cancer. That's the kind of basic science that gives me hope, not only finding clues to why cancer rates are increasing in younger people, but actually doing something about it.
So basically what he's saying there is they don't know why that this is happening, right? Like, you've got these, I don't remember what he called them, but the genes, right, that turn on and off, right, and with cancer.
But what triggers that?
Right. It could be the environment. It could be, you know, what you ate. It could be a sunburn. I don't know, you know, depending on the type of cancer. But there is a little bit of good news. Like, tobacco-related cancers are down because people are smoking less. And I think they said a lot of this is also related to obesity.
Sure. And there's so many other like factors that go into it. What's, you know, the other thing to think about cancer is like we're so much better at detecting it and knowing exactly where it came from and all these other things. So, right, we're going to hear about more types of cancer, more people having cancer, whereas perhaps 20, 30 years ago, we didn't know somebody had cancer. They just died.
Okay.
Or they just were, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we're so much better at detecting it as well. First part about getting the cure for whatever particular type of cancer you have. Yeah, knowing what it is, what you're dealing with. But the science is amazing. I say this all the time. We're going to look back. Hopefully our children will look back on our generation as to how we diagnosed and treated cancer and find it to be barbaric, because they're going to be so much better advanced and so much better at curing it.
Yeah, let's hope so.
6:39 on Wisconsin's Morning News. We'll go live to the State Fair coming up next.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair?
Gates open on the fair in just over 3 hours. Yes, all very exciting. If you pay full price to get into Wisconsin State Fair, you just didn't try very hard. Piggly Wiggly Day to benefit Hunger Task Force. Donate 2 cans of healthy fruits or vegetables or make a cash donation at the admission gate. And you get a $5 admission. That's good until 4 o'clock today. Joining us live with today's State Fair Scoop, Executive Director and CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park, Sherry Black. Sherry, my favorite thing about having you in this job is that you're a 4-H kid and you know what it means to agriculture in Wisconsin, what it means for so many future and current farmers, and then what it means for the rest of us city folk to come and get back in touch with those roots.
Well, good morning. Yes, I am a farm girl, always a farm girl.
So comedy on the main stage tonight. We were talking about that earlier. Gabriel Iglesias. Michelle went to a comedy show. You saw Charlie Behrens last year.
I saw Charlie Behrens last year. It was excellent.
That's an interesting play. I love seeing the sort of a mix of entertainment on that main stage.
It is. And we have found that the comedians do really well on our main stage. That's something that, you know, we always dabbled in it a little bit. But we wanted to have Charlie was actually here 2 years ago. So we wanted to have him back because we've heard, you know, people, that's what they want to see. And same with Gabriel Luffy Iglesias. He's very popular. Tickets are selling great. So I'm very happy about that.
What's new at the fair this year? What should we keep an eye out for?
So we have a lot of new and exciting programming, which is all listed on our website, of course. But I'm really excited. You know, when we're planning the fair, we know that it can get expensive. So we want to make it affordable for everyone to come in. This year we came up with the $11 meal deal. And this is something that we, our vendors are wonderful and partner with us. We have 30 vendors that are participating. Again, check out our website. The list of all of these vendors will be listed on there. So you can kind of plan. If you plan ahead, you can really take advantage of some great deals and save a lot of money.
Sherry Black is Executive Director and CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. She's with us live on this opening day of the fair. Weather largely looks good. Got a couple of showers this morning, but I know you always keep an eye on that. With a good weather run here, I think this could be a banner year. We were just talking earlier. EAA AirVenture did another record number on top of last year's record breaker. Do you expect it to be a big year?
I certainly hope so. Of course, a little nervous about the weather, but we can't do anything about it. So we do our best just to make sure that everybody has a great experience. If we do have heat, we're fortunate that we have several air-conditioned buildings. Our Expo Center is 200,000 square feet of cool air. And then the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, our livestock barns, has great airflow. So those always feel cooler. So we'll be okay if we get that heat. But of course, we're hoping that rain stays away.
Sherry, tell me one thing you've once bought in the Expo Center from the slicer, dicer, chamois guy, blender guy. You got one of those mops. What did you get?
Oh, gosh. I have a shopping problem, so trust me, I buy so much from there. But one of the things that I bought is we have 2 dogs, 3 children, of course. Love the rug that you, it literally like pulls any dirt out of their shoes when they step on it or their paws. And that it works better the more you wash and dry it. I know that's weird, but they tell you that. So that to me, I think, has been the best product that I have bought from the
Outstanding. Expo. Well, we'll look for Rug Guy today at the Wisconsin Expo Center. Great to talk with you, Sherry Black. Good luck for the run of the fair.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Who wants tickets to go. We've got a four-pack of tickets for the Wisconsin State Fair. You can use them any day of the fair. They go to caller number 5 right now on the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Wisconsin's Morning News sending you to the fair with a four-pack of tickets. Sports coming up next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
A very well-timed off day for the Brewers after dropping 2 of 3 to the Braves this week. Next up for the crew, they hit the road for a 6-game road trip. Next up, they go to D.C. to take on the Nationals. In the meantime, we've got to check on our guy. Baby got back. Problems. Good, thank you.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Christian Yelich remains out of the line. I was nervous about that one. Remains out of the lineup. Thank you. That gnarly back issue again. So he gave an update. It was positive, but like not really that positive. Remember, Yelich elected not to have surgery. He was placed on the 10-day IL. That 10 days started last Wednesday on the 24th, back when they were playing the Cubs in Wrigley. So we're 8 days in. We'll see what the club decides to do. By the way, this is an issue that baseball clubs do not decide early. They use every single minute of the IL stint to make sure that our guy is okay. Former manager and current MLB Network's Buck Showalter talking about the difficulties of back injuries.
The problem is, hey, go test out your oblique. Well, no, I don't want to hurt it more. It's like, you can't say go test out your back. No. You know, just because you're not feeling pain, you still got that uneasiness. Okay, is it there? Is it going to hurt when I do this, when I do that?
So if you're a professional athlete or not, if you have back problems, you know that problem. That's a very relatable issue. Like, I don't know how much I can take. Like, even, like, turning to, like, look behind you when backing up your car. That could do it.
Right.
I mean, not an MLB player, but, like, you right here listening to me could be you. But, again, so,
yeah. What'd you do to your neck? I don't know.
Exactly. So what happens? So something to keep an eye on as the week progresses. A well-timed off day for the Brewers today, as I mentioned.
Packers Hall of Famer wide receiver Jordy Nelson visiting training camp this week.
Hey, everyone. Jordy Nelson here at Packers training camp. It's always fun to be back in Green Bay, checking out the team, seeing what these young guys are doing in the future. Go, Pack, go.
Okay, thanks, Jordy.
Love it.
Packers posted those extensive remarks on social media. Packers practice at 10:30 today, open to fans. Off tomorrow ahead of family night on Saturday.
Yeah, an Olympic check-in. The USA, 31 medals in total. First round of Olympic golf going on right now. Our guy Scotty Scheffler tied for fifth, shooting 4 under, about 7 in. This is the first round. It's kind of weird because it's like every other tournament that they have. It starts on Thursday, it ends on Sunday, and it's just another weekend of golf. It just happens to be on the Olympic stage. We got 6 golds, though, so far with the help of Katie Ledecky winning her 1,500-meter swim yesterday, breaking her own record, by the way. Ledecky back in the pool this afternoon is the anchor in the 4x200 relay. That happens at 1:30. Women's all-around gymnastics final featuring Simone Biles and Suni Lee. That happens 11:15 this morning. And USA women's basketball taking on Belgium at 2.
Hey, is golf on TV somewhere? Asking for a friend.
I would imagine so, but if you are at work or maybe hosting a radio show right now, right, you're going to have to wait.
That's not good producing. I'm going to need some help on that.
All right, buddy.
6:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News. WTMJ Forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. ESPN's Jen Latta in-house with us this morning.
Good morning. I will be watching gymnastics again today. I believe Simone Biles has another opportunity to win another gold medal, like she doesn't have enough already.
Goes up against Suni Lee, both of them former women's all-around gold medalists.
That's right. I actually have interviewed Suni Lee. She was a gymnast at Auburn. I did an SC featured with her when she was talking about some of her mental health challenges. So I'm a huge Suni Lee fan as well. But did you guys see the ruckus surrounding Simone Biles? And no, not the former gymnast who commented on the lazy, you know, et cetera, that Simone snapped back at. No, this was about her husband, Jonathan Owens, we know him, former Packer safety, now with the Chicago Bears, wearing her gold medal after the team competition, yeah, the other night when they won gold. So they were out and about, celebrating, okay, theoretically, and he has a picture posted on his social of him wearing her gold medal while she's hugging him, and people lost their minds. I thought it was okay. Like, if you won a Super Bowl ring with the Green Bay Packers, would you let your spouse wear the ring?
Yeah, or people always, like, I've known Packers or people with the organization, when they have their ring, they give it to be here. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Try it on. Yeah, I think have a ring. I think I have a picture. One of the Packers players who won it in 2011 let me wear it. I took a picture. You know, it was back
people
in the day.
People do that.
I couldn't believe how many people thought that a gold medal should only be worn by the person who has won it. Now, we have Matt Hamilton over on our side, on the sports side, and he has won a gold medal for curling.
For curling, yeah.
Some of our teammates have said, they've worn his gold medal, and they never thought anything of it. Is this a thing that, like, some of us were just not aware of?
I don't have a problem with it. Like, they're married. Like, go for it. He probably was just like, hey,
yours,
this
is mine, and what's mine?
Yeah, that's right. Or, hey, 50-50 over there. This is calf mine. Right? I don't know if I have a problem with it. I personally wouldn't put it on, and I've not put on the Super Bowl rings or whatever. That's just a me personal thing that I don't want to hoist a trophy that I didn't earn, but that's a me thing. If you want to, and that's what you want to do, I guess go have
it. It's interesting that you say that, though, Vince, because I actually feel similarly regarding some major races. Okay, let me explain. I've been a marathoner. I've done 6 marathons, but I've never done Boston. And I won't wear Boston gear. Like, you know how
you
can buy a jacket. You can go to support your friend who's running the Boston Marathon, and I could go to the merchandise tent, and I could buy a Boston Marathon jacket. But I feel like those should be reserved for people who have actually completed the Boston Marathon. So maybe I am a little bit more like that. I didn't have
an
issue with
that. But that's a you thing, not a somebody else thing,
me
right?
Me versus society, like an understood society thing.
That's right. Probably like a tourism thing, too. Like, if you go and spectate at the marathon, maybe I want to get a T-shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
As long as you're like, hey, you ran the Boston? Nah, dude, I just bought the shirt.
Thank you. Yes, you have to. But I do think that people assume that maybe ran it if you're wearing the gear. Anyway, so it was a big deal on social. I was just curious if it was a big deal to most people or not so much.
I don't know. I hope it's not. She's an extraordinary Olympian, and it's her medal. If she wants to let her man wear it, fine. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.